Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschur dictating an endoscopy report on Ms. Tatiana Vinogradova, diet of birth, 8/22/1981, date of procedure, October 19, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Kenneth Biegi. Physician performing is Dr. Evgenia Goldschur, DO. Indications. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication is GERD, abdominal pain, dysphagia. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, resolve, possibility of lesions such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitoring and anesthesia care period. While lubricated, Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view is obtained of the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Number one, unremarkable unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus period. This was biopsied for EOE period. Small tongues of salmon-colored mucosa were noted in the distal esophagus, possibly consistent with short segment Barrett's. Comma biopsies were taken to rule out Barrett's esophagus period. There was a small, approximately 2 centimeter hiatal hernia period. There was gastric erythema noted, and biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori period. The duodenum up to D3 appeared unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease period. While obtaining biopsies in the proximal and mid-esophagus, there was evidence of reflux into the esophagus all the way up to the mid-esophagus period. Upon withdrawing the scope from the patient, there was an abnormality in the posterior oropharynx, this could likely be an abscess or lesion period. Plan number one, follow up biopsy pathology, avoid nonsteroidal anti inflammatory drugs, and anti reflux precautions were explained. Period. Recommend continuation of omeprazole 20 milligrams 30 minutes before breakfast. Period. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend follow up with ENT for evaluation of abnormality in the posterior oropharynx. Period. This was all explained to the patient, and patient verbalized understanding in Russian.